Hebrews 6. Therefore, leaving the doctrine of the first principles of Christ, let us press on to completion, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works, faith towards God, the teaching of baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And if God permits, this will we do. The need for endurance. For as touching those who were once enlightened and tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit, who tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, but then fell away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth, which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessings from God. But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is rejected and in danger of being cursed, whose end is to be burned. But beloved, though we speak in this manner, we are confident of better things for you, things that accompany salvation. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and the love which you have shown towards his name, in that you serve the saints and still do. And we desire that each one of you may show the same zeal to have the full assurance of hope until the end. Do not be lazy, but imitators of those who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. The certainty of God's promise. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he could swear by none greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you." And thus, having patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men swear by something greater, and in every dispute of theirs the oath is final for confirmation. Therefore God, determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the immutability of his purpose, confirmed it with an oath, so that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we have a strong encouragement, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, passing into the presence beyond the veil, into which, as a forerunner, Jesus entered for us, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.